week on the show, we speak with Canadian women's national team member Shanice Marcel. She fills us in on what the women have been up to this summer. Give a recap of men's Pan Am Cup, a little bit of a disappointing result. We'll talk about why. And a couple days until the best week of your life. We will be up at Madawaska Volleyball Camp next week. We are super excited to go up again, so we'll give you a little preview towards that. All that and more coming up now. Welcome to the Volleyball Source Podcast. This is episode number 87, the episode of my birth, the episode of Sidney Crosby, and the episode of Rob Gronkowski. Yeah, that's sports references, folk. My name is Cameron Kerr.
And I'm Everett DeLorme.
And we have a great show planned. It's been a while, Eve.
It's been a long time.
We've been
about
a little busy.
3 months.
Everett was at all the World Leagues.
Yes.
I went on the FIVB Beach Volleyball World Tour. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel and seen all the videos that we've been putting out, well, you should.
Thousands.
And you should
them.
Be embarrassed.
Thousands.
But let's get to it. Episode 87.
Yes.
Underway. We have a great guest.
Fantastic guest. So excited to talk to her. She just got back from the FIVB World Grand Prix. We've got Shanice Marcel of the Canadian National Women's Volleyball Team. Shanice, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So last time we spoke with you was, I guess, qualification for World Championships here in Mississauga. You guys qualified. You will be going to World Championships, but a lot has been happening with the women's national team this summer. Why don't you fill us in on kind of what happened right after we saw you off in Mississauga?
Yeah, so after qualification, we all took a little bit of time off to kind of recharge our batteries, and then got together for about 2.5 weeks of training before we were off to Grand Prix. We spent the first week in Peru and played 3 games there. Then the second week in Belgium, kind of switched up time zones there. 3 more games there, and then off to Argentina for the last week. So, and we just got back maybe a week ago, and that's what we've been doing so far. A little bit of a break now before we start getting ready for World Championships.
Right. Now, you just mentioned that crazy travel schedule, you know, 2 continents back and forth in 3 weeks. Tell us a little about that and the toll it took on your body and having to play 3 matches a weekend as well.
It was not easy. It was definitely one of the most challenging things I've had to go through. I'm sure all the teammates would say this, sort of the same thing. Yeah, just training every day. Our only off days were the travel days, and I don't think that's really an off day when you're traveling. And yeah, just three games each weekend, and each game was fairly intense. I think we would have liked to be a little bit more consistent in our games and kind of pulled out a few more wins, but it was a really good experience for us to kind of see those European teams that we never get to face and just kind of, I don't know, push those teams. We had a really good showing against Netherlands, the one game in Belgium. And so that was like a huge positive for our team to kind of get those experiences and get those games against those European teams that we never play.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, first year in the Grand Prix, how daunting was it showing up to your first weekend in Peru, go through, you know, the emotions and the process a little there?
Yeah, it was a little bit nerve-wracking just because it is such a big international tournament. It was kind of nice that the first week was in Peru because we were there last summer, so we kind of knew what to expect from Peru in that sense. But at the same time, like, these games are so important and it's such a big stage to play on, so it's pretty nerve-wracking knowing that you're on national television for one and, like, representing your country and playing in these big games. So it was definitely really challenging, just kind of putting all those obstacles together in one, but it was a really good experience, and I'm really happy that we came away with 2 wins. I would have liked more, but it was really good for us.
Yeah, Shanice, you said you would have liked a couple more wins. What are a couple of the takeaways that you guys identified as a team that was good for this round of Grand Prix?
I think we're getting better consistently. I think that's something that we've struggled with, and I think it's something that we still need to work on, but our consistency is definitely getting better. I think through the 3 weeks, we kind of learned as outside hitters how to score against those big blocks. Those are blocks that you don't face in the Norseca often unless you play, like, I don't know, the U.S. teams. But, yeah, our outside hitters definitely got better over the 3 weeks, and just kind of little things that you don't notice when you play in the Norseca zone so much. There's lots of different things that European teams do. They run faster offense and just little things like that. So I think, yeah, we got those experiences, and so we can use that towards World Championships.
Now, looking forward to the World Championships in Pool C, not the easiest of pools, we'll have to say. Brazil, Serbia, Turkey,
and some big powerhouses.
Bulgaria, Cameroon. That one will be a nice one. But talk to us a little about the World Championships.
You never know. People named Cameroon's country is even named after Cameroon. They're Turkey.
All right, we'll give you that one. But tell us a little about that the pool and looking forward to World Championships and, you know, a huge tournament for this team.
Yeah, I think it'll definitely be really challenging. But at the same time, there's not really the pressure on us that there is on other teams to perform. And so we can kind of just go out there and play freely, knowing that we're not necessarily touted as to win all those games. And we can just play our game. And hopefully that's enough to challenge those teams and maybe win a couple sets, win a couple games. I think against Cameroon and Bulgaria, we'll definitely be a little bit more competitive. And those are games that we want to win. And so that the expectation is kind of there. And for the other games, it's a little bit more of an experience and getting that experience against those tougher teams that we never face. So it'll be challenging, but I think we have a good shot at least getting a couple wins.
Yeah. You mentioned a couple wins. Have you guys as a team talked about the goals for World Championships this year?
No, not yet. We'll probably discuss that once we get back to Winnipeg for training. I think we know that Cameroon and Bulgaria are kind of teams that are on our level, so there will probably be a bit more expectation to win those games, but we haven't discussed our goals.
When do you head back to Winnipeg to start training?
I head back on the 26th, and we all start training together again on the 27th for 2.5 weeks, and then we're going to Slovenia before the World Championships start.
Excellent.
Alrighty. Now, this year, huge year for Team Canada. We've already talked about it a little. Very, very young group. Such a young team. A lot of girls, you know, coming straight out of university. How has this team grown over the summer in preparations for the World Championships? And what's your feeling, the notion of this team as we, you know, jump into the biggest tournament on the schedule?
Yeah, I think we all have the same goals, and everyone is really excited and really motivated to just kind of push for that next step for Team Canada. I think we've kind of, Canada in the past, the volleyball program has not necessarily done the best, but I think this group knows that, like, we can push the boundaries and we can make that next step. So I think everyone is really excited and really pushing towards better results and kind of bettering our placement on the Norseca zone and just getting that international experience so that we can start competing with those higher teams.
Excellent.
And now, after the World Championships last year, you played professionally in Germany, won the German Cup. What's in store for you this year?
I'm actually going back to my team in Dresden, Germany, so I will be spending another season there. Hopefully we can do just as well this next year.
Set the bar pretty high there right off the bat.
Yeah. Yes, that was definitely unexpected, but it was a good first pro season.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Shanice, thank you so much for chatting with us today, and best of luck with, you know, World Championships and then pro back in Germany. Why don't you let everyone know where they can follow you and follow, I guess, the girls?
Other than at Volleyball Source.
Other than Volleyball Source, but, like, why don't you pimp your Twitter and your Instagram account for everyone out there?
I don't even know my Twitter and Instagram handle. I think it's ShaniceM8. You can probably find me there.
ShaniceM is Twitter. ShaniceM8 is Instagram.
Oh, okay. I thought it was both, but just follow both. Maybe there's another Shanice M out there who has it. They get a follow because of this. Congratulations. Awesome. Shanice, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot, Shanice.
All right, we're going to cut to a quick break from one of our sponsors, and it's a good one, and we're going to be talking a little bit about it when we get back. So we will see you guys right after this. Welcome back. Thank you to Shanice Marcel, our women's national team, for joining us. That was fantastic. I still have my headphones in. Look at me. We haven't done this in a while. This is
new. It has been a while.
You know, we just showed a great promo for Madawaska Volleyball Camp. We will be there next week. I am so pumped.
Yes, I can't right now. That's how excited I am. Cam just showed that, and he was trying to talk to me, and I wasn't paying attention. I was watching.
You're just watching.
Yeah, I mean, we're heading up Saturday morning.
Yes.
There's no words right now. I'm so excited.
That's a many so's. But before we get to Madawaska, we still have this episode, folks. We're still going to talk about...
Can we just
talk
fast forward? Forward through tomorrow, too?
Well, I'm not... I can't do that. I'm not Father Time over here. But let's talk about... Youth Olympics?
Yeah, Youth Olympics going on right now in Nanjing, China. No indoor volleyball at this event, but there is beach volleyball. Canada has a pair of teams heading down there at the moment. Of course, the McNamaras down representing the women, and Jake McNeil and Andrew Richards representing us on the men's side. The McNamaras, as we see now on the screen, they're 4-0 so far.
Yeah.
Training through the competition.
Now, pools, so there's no qualification, it's just a main draw, and the main draws have six teams in each pool.
Which is what the FIVB has been doing for all the youth events.
So, the way it differs from the World Tour, and like Grand Slams, for example, is that instead of three of four teams for 14 pools getting out, it looks like only three of six are going to be getting out. So if you win your pool, you will get a bye past the first round of elimination. But it looks like, 24 teams make it out? The first 12 will...
Yep, so the Twins have one match left at 4-0. They're coming close to clinching that pool. Jake and Andrew will be playing Ukraine. Not the. It's just Ukraine.
Okay.
Sorry. They will be playing
Ukraine.
Sorry to all
the Ukrainian fans.
Ukraine is currently undefeated. They beat Argentina, to whom Jake and Andrew lost. So they still have a chance of finishing number one. If not, they'll finish number two. So
excellent. So best of luck. We want to send our love to those guys over there in China. But there is another beach event going on.
Yes, another one. World Tour, back in action, over in Poland.
If you guys don't know what this is our website, by the way. Over to the side. Shanice is gone, so we don't have her face on the side, but we do have
the people on the website. The iTunes have a great visual of our website right now.
Hello, iTunes listeners. Anyway, so we had, we still have. There are six Canadian teams. Josh Binstock, Sam Schachter, Maverick Hatch, Christian Redman, Ben Saxton, and Kame Schulk on the men.
Yep. And then on the women's side, Taylor Pischke, Melissa Humania-Pajares, they had to pull out of the last one in Klagenfurt. And then, of course, Jamie Broder, Christina Valias, Sarah Pavin, and Heather Bansley.
So Josh and Sam and Christian and Mav did not make it out of qualification.
That's the first time in five events that Christian and Mav...
They've been qualifying for a lot of injuries.
It was four in a row. That was a big one. Did not make it out. Jamie and Christina, who were in the qualification as well, did.
Did. Now, out of pool play, they made it out of pool play. Well, all the Canadians made it out of pool play on the women's side.
All three Canadian teams. Yep, fantastic pool play showing for us.
Unfortunately, the way the draw went, round one, Bansley Pavin versus Broder Valius, Heather and Sarah winning that match in three.
15-12, so you know it was a battle.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there was, of course, Canada playing Canada in Poland. You're nowhere near the first court, so... No live stream for it, unfortunately.
We couldn't watch it. We just had to check the scores.
Yeah, so Bavin Pansley.
Little switch of first letters there.
Bavin Bansley, they guarantee themselves a top 10 finish, a ninth. And so do Melissa Humania-Pajares and Taylor Pischke.
Yeah, they beat the top-ranked Russian team.
Yeah, top-ranked Russian team of Sertseva and Prokokev. I can never pronounce these Russian names. Regardless, they're going... ninth, and they will be playing Brazil.
Yes, and this is a team that they played in pool play
in Long Beach.
In Long Beach. They lost. Now, I think it was, 21-12 and then 22-20. In that second set there, once they kind of like got their rhythm back, they were a little bit more competitive, so it would be interesting to see how they do in this match. We're hoping for a big W for both the Canadians.
Yeah. And Ben and Kame are currently 0-2 in pool play, but they will be playing... what team is that?
I can't remember. I think it's like Poland or something.
Yes, they will be. That's it. That is what it is. They will be playing Poland tomorrow afternoon. Or, no, tomorrow morning.
Yeah. It's a little weird. Poland is time zone.
Yeah. Regardless, they will be playing.
It's tough when you're not there like I was. I was just like, what time is it? Oh, it's the time
it's
phone.
A bad change. I miss being there and being like, oh, when's in this game? Yeah. Let's walk to it. But yeah, they will be playing Poland tomorrow for a chance to make it out of the pool.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about men's Pan Am Cup.
Pan Am Cup.
Now, the men didn't have the best finish.
No. World League was not the best finish, heading down to Australia, losing both matches. So, to get ready for the World Championships, the men split the squads a little and did two events. So, the first team, I guess, the starters, headed down to Argentina to play against Argentina. They won that series by a score of 2-1, with the winning the last match in five. The other set, including Dallas Sunius, Josh Howitson, Toon van Lengtveld, to name a few, they went down to Mexico for the Pan Am Cup, and that one did not go as well.
No. What, fifth?
A fifth place. We were in a pool with Venezuela and the Argentinian B team. So, I mean, not necessarily a gimme, but, you know, definitely a pool that not only could we advance from, but win. Unfortunately, on the first night, we lost a 3-1 decision to Venezuela. Not something that we were predicting, I assume. The second night, a much better showing against Argentina, but we couldn't pull it out, losing in five. But we did redeem ourselves in the 5-7 match by beating the Dominican Republic, so that's good.
I will say, kudos to the live streaming down at the Pan Am Cup. Next to Loyola and us, I would say that they are the third best live streaming volleyball.
Is there
any way
to throw up that clip that we have?
Yeah, there is.
Briefly, because
is there,
other
I
than
it? I lost it.
No, other than right us, let me just I have never here. Seen anything this good.
What I'm gonna do is I need you to keep talking.
Okay. So if anyone from Mexico is listening to this podcast or watching it, please let us know and give our congratulations to whoever did it, because it was fantastic.
I don't know why it's not playing.
Oh.
Maybe we should.
Yep. Maybe we should try this again. But it's just a nice change from. I mean, for those of you who remember a few weeks ago when we posted the live web stream of the U20 boys Norseca championships.
I can't do it. It's not
playing. Cam, I thought, was going to have a coronary when I sent him the link for the junior Norseca championships.
It was horrible.
It was bad.
It was. So, we're all fairly modern people. We understand how technology works. Screens are made up of pixels, little square dots of color. HD is a lot of pixels. 1920 across, 1080 down. This was maybe 4 pixels across by 2 pixels down. They were just blobs of color. You couldn't even see anything.
Yeah.
It was horrible. You should be ashamed.
It looked like someone set up an iPad. But then again, since the players were taking selfies with the armored guards with shotguns outside of their hotel and the venue, pretty much par for the course, I'd say.
I don't want those guys to come after me now. Well, it's not the guards, I guess, who were doing the live stream. Yeah. But it was bad.
Absolutely. Finally, a few signing notices.
Yes.
A pair of high school friends, high school classmates at Birchmount High School in Toronto, will be heading to Sweden. Luke Sim, who we've got on the screen right now, former Western Mustang, he'll be heading to Sweden to play for, I'm not even going to try to say it. And
Jen Cross, friend of the show.
Mm-hmm, good friend of the show, member of the women's national team. She is as well heading to Sweden. She'll be in Stockholm.
I know how to say her location because I looked up the pronunciation today. It's Angelholm.
Well,
in the EVS League.
This is what happens when you work at a desk all day and have time to search Google.
And have headphones.
I teach kids how to side out, like champs.
Oh.
I teach...
It's on, Everett.
I teach 9-year-olds how to side out.
We're going there, huh? We're going there?
Yeah.
That is it for this show, folks. If you want to catch us throughout the week, you can do so by visiting our website at volleyballsource.net. You will notice, look at this.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. You can just click that big button. Or if you're watching this on iTunes, you're like, what? You have a video version of this podcast?
Yeah, it's better. We're good looking.
Head on over to our website, volleyballsource.net. You'll be able to check it out. We will catch you guys a little bit later next week because we'll be up at Madawaska.
There's nothing.
There's no cell phone service.
No.
Let alone a decent internet connection, so we could
not. Most of the time, there's
not
even electricity.
It's
or
tough.
Running water. But, and if you're coming to Madawaska, make sure to say hi, make sure to chirp Cam about his couch, and.
The aforementioned couch?
I can't wait.
I'm pumped, man.
Oh my god, can we just go now? We'll just hitchhike?
That is an option.
Okay, see you guys, I'm leaving now.
Later.